AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The Supreme Court has unanimously upheld the federal law banning TikTok beginning Sunday unless it is sold by its China-based parent company. AP correspondent Hallelujah Hedero reports on what happens when the TikTok ban takes effect.
So under the law, internet hosting services will be prohibited from offering TikTok, and app stores like the ones operated by Apple and Google also can't offer the app to users. So that means for people that want to download TikTok, it likely won't be there. And for people who currently have the app on their phones, they would likely keep, you know, having access to it, but they can't do updates, which over time is gonna make the app unusable and unworkable.
A fire at the world's largest battery storage plant in Northern California then sent plumes of toxic smoke into the atmosphere, resulting in the evacuation of up to 1,500 people. North County Fire Protection District Fire Chief Joel Mendoza says what's left of the fire is contained.
I am happy to announce that at this point, most of that fire has gone out.
The audio courtesy of KSBW-TV. AP correspondent Mary Catherine Wildeman reports on the current fires in California and why they have been such a big wake-up call.
But they're unusual in one key way. They are burning an unusual amount of urban area. We on the Associated Press data team took a look at how much city area every fire has burned over the last several decades, and we're finding that rarely, if ever, have fires touched so much city area. The Woolsey Fire in 2018, which also struck Los Angeles, is the only other fire in the record that even compares to the amount of urban space that the Palisades and Eaton fires have burned. Experts are warning that as wildfires become more common and more people move into that space between the urban area and the wildland, that this kind of wildfire could happen more often, and we should prepare for this new reality.
This is AP News. A cold snap is changing Monday's inauguration plans.
Donald Trump's inauguration festivities will move indoors due to an intense cold snap forecast for Washington Monday.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
The oath will stay the same, but the location is changing. Trump says he's ordered his swearing-in and inaugural speech to move inside the Capitol Rotunda. He writes on social media, an Arctic blast will sweep the nation, and he does not want to see anyone hurt. The rotunda has not been used for a swearing-in since 1985, when it was 7 degrees outside as Ronald Reagan started his second term. Monday is expected to be the coldest inauguration day since. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Save big now.